shall the kingdom of heaven be unto like 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 of them were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamp, and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all of the virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they were yet went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, I know ye not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. And you may be seated. And I titled this message tonight, Jesus is coming, are you ready? First off, we notice that they took no oil with them. They were unprepared for the journey ahead. And as I was typing this out, and I was thinking of journeys, and we just came back from Texas, and you know, as you're packing your things and you're kind of going through a mental list of everything you got and everything that you need, and as you begin to unpack, you know, sometimes you find that you are missing something, and it may be something that you need, and my mind goes back this week, and I'd forgotten my belt, and it's a funny story. I'd forgotten my belt, and I had to go and buy one. Well, today, I woke up late, and I forgot the same belt. And so, you know, my mind just was like, tonight, I just kept thinking about the things that God has given us, and things that God has given us to use, and we forget them, or forget to use them. And what good do they do if we forget them? And it did me no good today because I did not have what I needed. I was unprepared for the day. And you needed, or something you didn't think you needed, but turns out you did. And now you're left with a choice of going and buying said thing, or you're just going without. Well, as we read Matthew, we find that did not go well for the 5 foolish. Are you ready, church? Are you distracted by the world that you are living in? You are living life unprepared for the coming of Christ. You do yourself nor those around you any good living unprepared. Be prepared for his coming. And I was thinking about this, being prepared, and as growing up and actually when I first started working as an adult, I remember so many times of just, I would come to work unprepared mentally, or I wasn't prepared for the job at hand, and you know, I got drug aside. And they were like, well, you got to stay prepared. You got to stay hooked up. You got to have that mental focus and be prepared for the day ahead. And you know, if we're not prepared, we're not doing ourselves any good. And we can't help anybody else if we're not prepared. If you're prepared for something to go wrong, or if you see somebody in need, you are able to help them because you yourself are prepared to help somebody. And it pays to live a prepared life. Second, we see the fire went out while they waited on the bridegroom. The fire went out. What a sad statement. Has the fire went out in your life? Is it starting to flicker because of lack of fuel? And have you been living on old experiences? Have you been living on old encounters with God? He wants a fresh encounter with you. Are you ready? Or are you content with just living life bound by chains, bound by impure thoughts, consistently losing the battle because we are living unprepared for the coming of Christ? And this is something that as a young adult and as a teen that I struggled with, being unprepared spiritually. You know, if we're not getting into the Word of God, if we're not getting into if we're not on our knees praying to God day and night, you know, and we begin to just kind of push it off to the side and we don't begin to put any thought towards it, we begin to get so distracted by our day-to-day lives, you know, we're beginning to unpreparing ourselves for the coming of Christ. And if we don't watch out, you know, the devil will use that, and you know, you'll find yourself in chains and you'll find yourself bound and having to fight and struggle. And as a Christian, we do fight and struggle, but we are prepared. Those that are prepared overcome. If you want to live a prepared life, ask God to fill you fresh and anew. Start finding that place of prayer on your knees before a merciful God. When you begin to draw closer to Him, He will draw nigh unto you. You got to keep trusting on God and begin getting into His Word. That is the fuel for our lives. Just as we can't survive without food and water, a Christian cannot survive without the Word of God, without prayer life, and without the Holy Ghost living prepared for the coming. And this just has been going on in my mind, and the mercies of God has just, this week has been just flooding my mind this week. And just the things that God has done for me, and the things that God is doing in me and for my family, and the healings and just the mercies of God. And it has overwhelmed me this week with joy, because I know where I'm living. I know God has been beginning to bless me because we are living prepared. And if you live prepared, He will bless you. You know, if you just neglect the things that God has asked you to do, you can't be blessed. And you know, just living that prepared life, God will bless your life. He will bless your family. If you're not prepared, how are you going to help those in need? How are you going to help those around you, your family, your lost loved ones? You can't help nobody unprepared. In Matthew 22, verse 2, and we're going to read on down to verse 5. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son, and set forth his servants, and called them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again he sent forth his other forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all the things are ready, come unto the marriage. But they made light of it, and went their own way, one to his farm and another to his merchandise. God is calling us to be prepared. He is calling us to live holy. He's calling us to live righteously. As you read this, the king he's made this great feast for this marriage, and nobody is answering the call to come. All these blessings that the king has prepared for his people, and yet they don't come. And, you know, something that just kind of was going through my mind today, and you hear it kind of often, and you hear that God's got your number. God's got your number. And God's got your number, but He can't call you if you got Him blocked. And that's just one thing that's just been rolling through my head today, is because the king was calling them, but they wasn't listening. And, you know, he had a blessing prepared out for them, a feast. And I'm sure it was a great feast. And, but they did not make light of it. but they made light of it and went their own ways. And the remnant took his servant, and in verse 6, took his servant and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But the king heard thereof, and he was wroth, and sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their cities. Then saith to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which are bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid them to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. And this is, it's a really sad story, because the king had to find somebody else. It wasn't intended for these other people. God has set something for his children, but if we do not listen to God's voice, if we do not listen to the voice of God calling us or drawing to us or asking us to go out and do something for him, he will find somebody else. And in verse 11, and when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there was a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he said unto him, Friend, how comest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. And the king then said the king to his servant, Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. And this has just really been going on in my mind lately. Few are called. Everybody, every one of us have been called. Or not few are called, many are called. I'm sorry. Many are called, but few are chosen. Every one of us have been called to do something for God. Every one of us has had something on our lives. We're all called to be a witness for Christ. The light of Christ shown through us. But few are chosen. Few choose the calling on God's life, the calling that God has put on their life. Few choose to do what God is asking them to do. And it's so sad, because the blessings of God that overfill somebody, a child of God that accepts to do what he has called us to do, is so great. God wants us to live a prepared life. And as I... Today, it's been one of those days where the enemy has just really come against my mind. He began to really attack my mind, and more so than here of lately. And I couldn't help but think. And I was driving yesterday, and I had to go pick up some material for a job, and I just couldn't help but think about the blessings of God, the mercies of God, how he saved me, how he changed me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost. You know, I wasn't deserving of it. I didn't deserve it. And there's nothing that we can do to deserve it. But God's grace gave it to us. You know, and I was just so overwhelmed by the mercies of God. And I just couldn't help but start singing about his mercies and his praise. And the Spirit of God just kind of moved on my heart. And he moved in that truck, and I just started praising him. And I knew, because I knew exactly where I was at, and I knew where he had brought me from. And, you know, I used to live an unprepared life. I lived a life of sin, of chains, being bound, but God called me to live a prepared life for him. That way I can help somebody. That way I can be a light to some soul in the darkness. You know, we can't do it on our own. And I begin to think about this, and hell is full of people that lived half-hearted for God. It doesn't say that the virgins were without oil. They had oil, but they wasn't prepared. And it's so sad because they knew. They knew that the bridegroom was coming, and they were unprepared, and it cost them everything. We can't afford to live an unprepared life. We can't afford to just go through life wandering around aimlessly, you know, living church service to church service, if I can put it that way. You know, just kind of going through the motions. You know, I can't wait till Thursday night because, you know, I gotta get on my knees and I gotta ask for God to forgive me. And then here comes Sunday morning, we're doing the same thing over and over again, and we're not living prepared. And if we find ourselves in that situation, we've got to take an evaluation of ourselves. Where are we at? Where are we living at? What went wrong? Where is the disconnect at? You know, a child of God that is living victorious is connected to the King. He lives a victorious life. He's full of the Holy Ghost. And, you know, there's a huge debate on the Holy Ghost. And I don't believe, you know, as a newcomer, and if you die just instantly, you know, if you accepted Christ, you're going to make it to heaven. But it takes the Holy Ghost in order to live in this world. This world is so sin sick that it is causing our children, the young people, and it's driving them out of the churches because they are drawn to it. But if you want to live a victorious life, you've got to get rooted and grounded in Christ and begin to be full of His Holy Ghost. And if I could have a piano player. This wasn't a very long message. It was just something that God really had on my heart and put on my heart. And living a prepared life. Jesus is coming. Are you ready? Are you ready for His coming? Are you ready for His calling? Are you ready to do what He is asking you to do tonight? And it may not be tonight. He may have asked you to do something last week. He may have asked you to do something last month or last year, and we just haven't done it yet. But if you want to live a prepared life, you've got to accept that calling. You've got to begin to accept what God is asking you to do. A person that lives prepared will be a blessing to somebody else. And as a growing up, you know, I didn't like when people would just always do something for me. And I had a real bad habit of denying people that tried to bless me. And, you know, I had some friends along the way that had helped me realize that those people are there to be a blessing. And God's put people in our paths to bless us or to bless others around us. Those people live prepared. They are living a prepared life. They are ready for the coming. Their lamps are full of oil, and they have extra with them. You know, and it's going to take us getting serious about living for Christ. And Pastor's been doing a servant's heart. A true servant of Christ will live prepared. We've got to live prepared, church. And if you'll stand with me tonight. As we come around these altars to pray, if there's something that is just, it hasn't been clicking and it hasn't been just kind of going together, and you know that there's a disconnect somewhere, you know, just pray that God will show you where that is. And begin to ask Him to fill you. Begin to ask Him to put that connection back together. And come around these altars. Let's have a time of prayer tonight.